time for the Dictionary of Sydney. Nicole Karma joining us for another week of looking at the city's great history. And there's been a big focus on Sydney's nightlife the last sort of 6 months or so, Nicole Karma.
Yeah, it's just, it's kind of ongoing, isn't it? And it's a very serious issue for
a lot of
people.
It is a very sort of fist-shaking sort of issue for people out there in the streets.
Getting outraged.
Yeah.
Well, I thought I'd look into the dictionary and I found that, you know, the place to be between the 1930s and about the late 1960s was actually the Trocadero.
Hey, there you go.
It was this big kind of glamorous Art Deco style building.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a dance hall.
Oh.
And it was located on George Street. And it was actually where, you know, where Event Cinemas is now.
Yes.
That's where it was.
Oh.
And
Troc, right there, bang on George Street.
Right there on George. And it became known as the Troc.
The Troc.
Which is so typical of, you know, Australians, isn't it? Kind of abbreviating everything.
Getting trocked.
The Troc. It was, you know, and it was opened in on the 3rd of April, 1936.
Mm-hmm.
So quite a long time ago now. And it was still, I suppose it was at a time when the city was still recovering from the Great Depression. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, there was a lot of kind of political upheaval in Europe at the time. And I think the Troc became like a glamorous kind of escape from all the cares of the world.
Yeah, try to imagine what nightclubs would have been like in the 30s.
Yeah, yeah. And I suppose with this, you know, Hollywood at the time, there was this big obsession with dancing and, you know, the effortless dancing of like Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers.
It was an art back then.
It was. And it was really quite, there was definitely an appreciation for it. And this building was actually quite kind of glamorous. It had a floodlit tower on top of it made of Hawkesbury River sandstone.
Whoa.
So you can just kind of imagine. It was very striking when you kind of first arrived.
Mm.
And it actually cost about £150,000 to build, which in today's money I worked out is over $13 million.
Whoa.
To build this elaborate kind of dance hall. And inside in the vestibule, they had marble floors and granite walls and things like that. So it was very grand. They had coloured lights on the bandstand. So like, you know, you can imagine at the time, coloured lights was quite novel.
Freaky.
And it could seat around 2,000 people, but most people were up dancing, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
And the ABC actually broadcasted live from the Trocadero, or the Troc, every Monday and Thursday. And they also kind of, the arrival of American servicemen during World War II actually kind of really boosted the swing and jazz kind of movement.
Yeah.
But it also actually caused some friction between the American and Australian soldiers.
Bit of a ruckus.
A bit of a rivalry, I think. And there was one report that noted, you know, after fighting broke out, the band that was playing started playing the patriotic American march, the Stars and Stripes Forever, while the fighting was going on until the cops arrived, basically. And so it was like nothing stopped the partying at the Troc, you know.
Yeah, nothing.
And this became like a bit of a theme as like they actually not only had, I suppose, dances and stuff like that, but they also had awards nights, trade exhibitions, and even the early Miss Australia kind of finals.
Ooh.
So it was quite a big venue and there were many things that were hosted there, but there were also you know, some of the rowdier ones, like the University of Sydney student balls were actually there in the early days. And that one occasion saw revelers set decorations on fire.
Oh.
While, again, the band played on. So it was like, the show must go on. It's the Troc.
Nothing stops that band.
Nothing stops that one band that played throughout the whole 35 years it was open. And there was also the annual artist balls, and they were even more scandalous because not only did they have, you know, Sydney's Bohemian Society show up, but they also had a lot of cross-dressers showing up, and cross-dressing was a thing.
For that time. Yeah.
Even for that time, you know, and it would have been quite confronting for some Sydney-siders, I think, on George Street to see cross-dressers walking down. And there was one who actually apparently dressed as a tram conductress.
Conductress.
Yes. And not only kind of took the tram down George Street to the Troc, but collected fares along the way.
went to drinks, I imagine.
May as well, you know, you're in character.
Mm.
But there was another situation where the RSPCA was actually called because one reveller turned up wearing, as a headdress, a bird's nest, which had a live chicken strapped in.
Oh, God.
So it was definitely a controversial kind of venue.
Joint. Yep.
But then it also actually became an attraction for international, very famous guests, including the Queen.
Hey.
Who had a luncheon. A luncheon was hosted there, and I think it was in 1953.
Mm.
But also the Queen Mother came in 1958, and there was also Prince Charles and US President Lyndon B. Johnson. So it was definitely one of those very attractive places.
Some pretty notable clientele there.
Yeah. So it was just so famous. It had become world famous.
Mm.
So, you know, as you had like dances like the Quick Step and the Foxtrot going, I mean, those are the good old days.
Mm.
But rock and roll, I suppose, came in. And it was really during the 1960s that some of the younger revelers, I suppose, turned away from that venue and were going to venues across the city.
Clubs. So
clubs and things like that. So the Troc actually closed on the 5th of February 1971. And it's estimated that about 1 million people danced in the Troc over its 35-year life, which is quite extraordinary. And then it was replaced by the cinema complex.
Yeah. with the band played no longer, unfortunately,
after that.
It's a bit sad. Well, there you go. A look at one of the real sort of jewels in the crown, I'll say, of Sydney's early nightlife, the Troc.
The Troc.
May it live forever in our memories. Thanks so much, Nicole Karma.